The Good Health Guide on Talkabout. Brought to you in association with Horan's Health Stores, your trusted local experts with 20 stores nationwide.
Now, you're very welcome back to Tuesday's Talkabout, and I'm delighted to be joined in studio by Deirdre Murphy from Horan's Health Store in Tralee. Deirdre, how are you?
I'm good, David, thank you.
That's good, that's good. So the topic today is exams, exam season, exams are on the way.
It is.
Nutrition,
yeah.
Good sleep, I presume rest, things like that. What should students be doing? I know, obviously, as a student sitting in a Leaving Cert or a university exam or things like that, everything will be a burden. You're stressed and you're, I suppose, not sleeping and you're not really thinking about looking after yourself.
And I suppose a lot of students will know all of this, but all of that goes out the window, you know, to no fault of their own, because they just focus in completely on the exam. And I suppose, yes, we are in the throes of it right now, and whether that's people studying for the state exams, the junior cert, the leaving cert, third level assignments, continued assessment, whatever it may be, I suppose pressure and added stress is all part and parcel of that. And it's normal. You know, stress is normal. We need a certain amount of stress to help us perform. It's when it becomes too much is when the problem arises. And everybody's got their own tolerance to stress. It's a little bit like pain. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody can tolerate a lot, other people can tolerate very little. So it's about the individual and how that person is feeling, rather than a one thing fixes everyone, because it doesn't, it never does in anything, and particularly when you're talking about stress. And I suppose, I know we're talking today about students, but there are a lot of people as well who are living in the houses with students, and you know, parents, guardians, sisters, brothers, and it has a ripple effect, you know, because they can't help it, you know, they just get overwhelmed. And some students will manage to cope and they'll get through it and they have their own strategies, and that's great, but that's not the case for everybody. And we've seen that down through the years, that it's not the case for everybody. I think particularly now, because life is stressful enough, they're stressed before they ever go in, you know, studying for exams. So it's all about how it affects the individual person and what you do to help support yourself.
Yeah, of course. And I suppose in that scenario, what can you do to help you support yourself?
Yeah, so I suppose for some students it can become, and for a lot of students, it can become sort of very overwhelming. And, you know, they just don't know what to do. And it affects, the first thing it'll affect generally we see is their sleep. That's generally the first thing that's sacrificed, is sleep. And when you think about it, sleep is the first thing you need to be right when you're dealing with any kind of stress, but particularly for students around exam, because they're, you know, they're probably cramming at night and things like this. But, I mean, the thing about sleep is, when you sleep, that's when your brain processes and stores information.
Yeah.
So for a student to be getting 2 or 3 hours sleep at night and they're studying all day, you think, well, I need my sleep to store this information. So it's definitely a balancing act, you know, but it's not easy.
Yeah,
it's, sleep
course.
Is, you know, sleep is never the issue. It's always the nervous system. So it's all about the whole goal here. When you're talking about exams as we are today, the goal is, one goal, calm the nervous system. You can make it as complicated as you like, and you can overthink it, and you can listen to this and listen to that. But if you can calm your nervous system and calm it down, sleep will follow.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be perfect. The sleep doesn't have to be great, but it has to be enough that you're charging your battery, you're storing the information, and you're processing the information that you've taken in that day. And that's the first thing. And one of the best things to take is a product called magnesium biglycinate. So it is your magnesium, which is a good muscle relaxant. So all that tension, the tense shoulders, the headaches, all those tension, it calms all that. But when you team it with glycine, which is what biglycinate is, that's your sleep. So you take this 2 hours before bed. Not saying you're going to go into bed and sleep like Sleeping Beauty for 9 hours and wake up, you know, but you're going to get proper quality sleep. Even if it's only 4 or 5 hours, it's going to be quality sleep. You can also take 1 or 2 during the day, you know, because remember, it's not putting you to sleep, it's calming the nervous system. Yeah. So sleep is usually the first thing that students sacrifice unwillingly, and it's the most important thing.
Of course, and as you said it there, it's always the kind of I'll get my cram, I'll do an all-nighter up with Red Bull trying to feed all the information into your head, when it's probably doing the opposite.
Absolutely.
Of what you
and
need
I think
to.
As well, like you mentioned it there, David, and like the drinks, I think, you know, we all know the different, we all know the names of the different energy drinks. And I think sometimes there's almost a bit of a comfort for students to have that on the desk or have that on alongside them. They reach when they feel, I'm okay once I have that. But the problem with that is you take that and an hour later you crash.
Yeah.
So instead, and you know, sometimes people say, well, a little bit of caffeine helps. It does. A little bit of caffeine can help. But in actual fact, too much caffeine And like, if you ask any student, not all of them, but any student, how many of these cans are you having in a day or a week? Too much caffeine can have the opposite effect. It can raise anxiety. It can affect your sleep. It can affect your focusing, all in a negative way. So if students think, well, I need it, you know, and as I say, it is a comfort thing sometimes, then I would be saying switch that up for something like the Revive Zest or the Revive Active or the Terra Nova Life Drink. All of these things you can put in your bottle alongside, mix them with water, put it in your bottle alongside you. It's giving you the very same effect, but it's going to sustain you for much longer and you're not going to get the crash. Mm-hmm. So that's a big thing as well, I think. You know, you're talking sleep and you're talking caffeine. So they're definitely two just little changes that students can make.
I suppose, I know now this time of year the mock exams would have been done and things like that. So you, I suppose you have a dry run into the exam season, but in the lead up to the actual main exams, your leaving cert or junior cert or university exams, when should people, like, obviously some may leave it to the last minute to try and do these things, but is there use to do it a bit in advance and kind of train your body into it and into that sleep cycle?
Yeah, absolutely spot on. And in an ideal world, that's what would happen. Yeah. You know, we'd have people, and we still do, like some people, you know, if they've had, it's usually the parents, in fairness now, because, you know, and they'll come in and if they've had another son or a daughter who has gone through this previously, they know. So they'll come in maybe in the end of January or early February, you know, around the mock time as well. And they'll say, look, what should I be putting him on? What should I be putting her on? As I say, some students are fine, you know, but if they know, look, you know, they're getting a bit anxious or they're an anxious type of a teenager anyway, what should I be putting them on? And then that's the ideal scenario. So if that's the case, you'd be saying the first thing would be nutrition and sleep.
Yeah.
So we'd be looking at the nutrition, making sure that they're getting plenty of protein, that they're staying hydrated. Now, these apply even if it's last minute as well. Yeah. You know, electrolytes in your water, the Viridian electrolytes, not the sort of sugary ones, the Viridian electrolytes in water are brilliant for that brain fog. I call them like almost your spark plugs, you know. So that's brilliant. You can pop it into your water. So you could start them. The sooner you start them, the better. Your fish oils are very important for your focus and concentration, your memory. Your B complex is really important for the nervous system. Mm-hmm. Take that every morning. But you will have people that, you might have parents that are looking at the student thinking, he's fine, she's fine. They're telling me they're fine. There's a little bit of stress, but that's fine. And it is fine. But then a week before the exam or 2 days before the exam, it's like, oh my God, the veil has dropped and they're coming in going, what can I do? There is no point me telling somebody, put them on a fish oil, put them on a B complex. That's not going to work, you know, it fast enough. Yeah. So, and there is a load of people who will do that last minute because suddenly it becomes real. My exam is 2 days time.
Yeah.
And it becomes very real. So in that situation, the magnesium is definitely still worth taking. But there are things you can do for last minute. So something like L-theanine is a really good one. And I know we were on the Maura and I show yesterday and that was featured on that because it's always a really, really good one. So L-theanine is almost your, if it could talk, if the capsule could talk, it would be saying to your nervous system, okay, I've got this, you're fine.
Yeah.
You know, and it kicks in about 20 minutes. You know, completely safe, not drowsy. It's a natural product. So it's a really, really good one to have, you know, on the desk the couple of days before the exam, even take one the morning of the exam.
Yeah.
You know, and it just calms the nervous system a little bit. It's not that they're going to be going around chilled thinking, oh, this is a breeze. Yeah, you know, you don't want that either. A certain amount of stress is necessary and important, but it's just to stop that overwhelming fear almost, you know, and that overpowering anxiety, which a lot of them can go blank or they can just lose confidence in themselves. So the L-theanine is a really, really good one sort of for last minute. You know, the flower remedies are really good for last minute. Mm-hmm. Passiflora sprayed into the mouth, capsules, all of these things, have them handy, you know?
Yeah.
And if there's any sign of panic, any sign of I can't do this, any sign of, oh my God, this, you reach for these, you know? But you're correct in what you say. If you can start 10, 12 weeks beforehand, absolutely, your fish oils will build up in the brain, your B complex will calm the nervous system, all of these things, you know? But generally, we're talking about last minute, usually.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose for maybe parents or grandparents or even students themselves who may be listening, and they're hearing all the remedies and it sounds like quite a lot to be taking as well at the same time. I suppose to leave those concerns, what would you have to say to that?
Yeah, and I think, you know, what we do, and I suppose a lot of the listeners would be, thankfully, would be customers of ours, and they would know that we would always say the less you have to take, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Because nutrition should come from your plate.
Yeah.
You know, in an ideal world, there'd be no such thing as supplements. You know, all our minerals would be on our plate. All our vitamins would be on our plate. but they're not, far from it. You know, people's gut health isn't great now because of stress and anxiety, so you're not absorbing nutrients, no matter how good your food is. You know, for some, not some people are fine, but in general. So that's why, particularly, and we are talking about students today, so particularly for students, what we would say is, right, we do what we call, we target the products to suit the individual. So in this case, to suit the student. So mom or dad might come in, or the student themselves, and say, look, he's sleeping fine, but he's not eating because he's no appetite. And that can happen as well, the brain to gut connection. You know, what's going on in the brain, you feel it in the gut. You know, we use terms like, I can't eat, I'm sick with worry. You know, we feel it in the gut. We get 100% butterflies if we're nervous, if we're excited. So they're very much interlinked. So when you're overwhelmed, if you're anxious, that can manifest in the gut. So the appetite isn't there. So in that case, we'd say, right, sleep is fine, nutrition isn't. So let's focus on that. So we're looking at something like, I mentioned it there, the Terra Nova Life drink, the Power Green capsules, you know, any of the sort of almost the food substitutes, but short term, you know, just to make sure that they're getting the nutrients that they need quite quickly. So it's very much about targeting products. And you're spot on. Nobody should be taking everything that I've mentioned there. That's just the array. And then it's it's what does this person need here? What's the body looking for? Where do they need the support the most? And the goal here is one thing. It's to calm the nervous system. And then you target the product to do that. And I suppose that's where we come in. You know, these things, you know, before, I'd always say, before somebody puts their hand in their pocket and part with their hard earned cash, ask, get the advice. Because what works for Mary might not work for John.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, so the advice is hugely important. And we're doing this a long time. And we're dealing with students a long time. And we're dealing with frazzled parents a long time. You know, and parents need to mind themselves as well.
Of course. You know, you said earlier, it's kind of, it's a whole household.
It is, you know, and it's not easy, if you know, and the students can't help it, because none of us can. If we're stressed or anxious, you can't help how you react.
Of course.
But if you're walking, you know, if you're walking on eggshells around them and you're afraid to say anything in case you upset them, and that's hard, you know, but it's short term. It passes, you know, but it's difficult. So anything that can support the nervous system, as I keep saying, and sort of, you know, tick as many boxes as you possibly can and get them through it, you know. But it is short term and it does pass.
Of course, and that's vital to remember as well. We've a few questions coming in, and we've a bit more to talk about in regards to coming up to exams and how to approach it. So we'll take a quick break and I'll pose those questions to you after that, sorry.
Thanks, David. Perfect.
Lovely. So we'll have a quick break. If you have any questions yourself, do get them into us, 083-300-3300 or 066-712-3666. More on the way.
The Good Health Guide on Talkabout. Brought to you in association with Horan's Health Stores, your trusted local experts with 20 stores nationwide.
Now, you're very welcome back to Tuesday's Talk About. David Nalligan sitting in for Deirdre for the next few days. And I'm delighted to be joined in studio still by Deirdre Murphy from Horan's Health Store in Tralee. And we're talking about the exam season, you know, natural supports, supplements to help people through. And I was chatting to you during the break, Deirdre, about my this morning. Now, I had a breakfast and yesterday I didn't, and the difference even for me now between today and yesterday, much more alert, much more with it. So I imagine it's the same for a student going through exams. You know, sometimes they may be in a rush in the morning, get that last few bits of the study in, and they'll forget to do it. But how important is it to keep fed and watered and, you know, actually eat? And how big a difference does it make to them overall going into such exams?
Yeah, it is. It's huge. And again, like we said at the start of the slot, like, they know this. We all know this. You know this, but you still skipped breakfast yesterday, do you know? So we life just takes over. So, like, even if you look at the word breakfast, break, fast. You've been fasting all night. So if somebody eats at 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening and they don't eat till lunchtime the next day, the body, after a certain amount of hours, the body goes into storage mode because it thinks, I'm being starved here. It doesn't care that you were asleep for 8 hours of that, if you're lucky. So plus your sugar levels are on the floor, your metabolism. So you want to switch from storage mode into burning mode. So you want to get your metabolism going. You want to get your energy going. The only way you're going to do that is to eat. You know, and I know some people do this intermittent fasting and all of that. And again, what works for one person might not work for another. But particularly, again, because we're talking about students today, it is so important because food is your fuel. You know, it really, really is. So things like starting, the most important thing really is protein. Start, you know, when you're trying to cope with extra amount of stress and you're trying to focus and you're trying to prevent the brain fog and you're trying to keep the energy up and you're trying to keep the mood and all of this, start with, it doesn't have to be a massive breakfast. It doesn't have to take a half an hour. Just make sure you have a bit of protein in the morning. Stay hydrated is hugely important. The brain needs water. Mm-hmm. It really does. So, and that's why I mentioned the electrolytes, because if you put your electrolytes, the Viridian electrolytes, into your water, and what that does is that's all your minerals. That's what electrolytes are, your sodium, potassium, magnesium. And that pulls the water in. So you're not just drinking it and in the bathroom every 5 minutes, weeing it away. So you want to pull it in so the body benefits. So your electrolytes does that. And water, we couldn't survive without it. You know, yeah. So water is hugely important. Again, even from a brain fog point of view, you know, a focusing. So protein for breakfast, a protein for each meal if you can, you know, have your water, stay hydrated. Again, try not to skip meals. Try and have something every 3 or 4 hours, you know, even if it's only something small. It doesn't have to be anything massive. Yeah. You know, if you feel like you can't eat, I'm not hungry. Just force yourself, just something small, because you're giving the message to the body, yeah, I'm in control here. You're fine. You've got nothing to fear. You know, you're not being starved. I'm not under pressure, because you're getting this. And again, we're talking about students. You're getting this constant release of the stress hormone cortisol while you're at that high levels of stress. And that cortisol is what, like some students will say, I get shaky and I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm, you know, so you want to slow all of that down, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's a really, really good adaptogenic herb in a capsule form called ashwagandha. And ashwagandha is literally that. It's an adaptogenic. So it stops that overthinking, overwhelmed, anxious. What am I doing? I can't do that. I can't focus. I can't sit still. Yeah. You know, or the opposite. I'm completely overwhelmed and I just can't do anything. The ashwagandha, that's what an adaptogenic is. It kind of creates that balance. So ashwagandha is a really, really good one for students as well. So from the point of view of the studying, you know, good breakfast, protein, stay hydrated, use your electrolytes, look at some of the supports that we mentioned there, the magnesium, the ashwagandha, any of these things. Take breaks. You know, they'll know this. They've been told this in school anyway, because the teachers, you know, take your breaks, because the brain can only, you know, if you went into a meeting or I went into a meeting and it was 2 hours long.
Yeah.
After an hour,
or drifting
you're,
off.
Yeah, you're there like, what do your man say? I actually don't know how, you know. So, you know, people go to mass and then if you ask them what's the gospel, they don't know, you know, because they've kind of just switched off.
Yes.
So it's all about just knowing your own limits.
Yeah.
And it's okay to walk away for 10 minutes. Get, you know, have a drink, have something, you know, and come back. Get outside, get a bit of fresh air, even if it's only out in the back garden for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Because all of these things are sending the message, which is what we want to do. Remember, we're calming the central nervous system. So all of these things are sending the message, you're in control here. You know, I'm giving you what you need. You're saying to the body, I'm giving you the food, I'm giving you the hydration, I'm giving you the fresh air, I'm giving you the break, mm-hmm, giving you the sleep so that I can process and store all of this information. You know, so that's what you're doing. You're calming everything down. So, and they're vital.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah. And I suppose for many of the teenagers going into junior or leaving cert, they'll rely heavily on the parents for the meals. I suppose from a parent's perspective, what should they be focusing on then to be able to assist them where they can, or to, as you said, like making life easier in the house, you know?
Absolutely. And like, it's not, you know, I always said, we don't overcomplicate things. Don't make this into a big, because parents, with all the best will in the world, we all try and do exactly, you know, we give them the best and what you need and whatever you want, you'll get, and you just focus on your study and don't worry about anything else. But, you know, it doesn't have to be. If they want a spaghetti bolognese, give them a spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah.
Do you know, if they want a boiled egg, give them a boiled egg. Mm-hmm. If they want the boiled egg for dinner, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be complicated. But where you see gaps, if you think, right, he's not, no matter what I do, he or she isn't going to eat breakfast. I tried to get him to come down for a bowl of soup and a sandwich at lunchtime, not a hope. And if you know, there's no point arguing and fighting about it, you know. So what you do in that case then is you look to things like your Power Greens capsules, where you're giving them the nutrients but in a different way,
mm-hmm,
you know, and they'll work quickly. Look at what I mentioned earlier, that the Terra Nova Life drink, mix it in with water. That's giving them the nutrients, because think of your nutrients as your fuel. So if they're going a week or 2 weeks without fuel, it's only going one way.
Yeah, of course.
And the body's under pressure again.
Yeah.
And remember what we're trying to do, we're trying to send the message, it's okay. you know, stay calm, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Within reason, as I say, a certain amount of stress is fine. So it doesn't have to be complicated, but just make sure that, and some of them will say, I'm just eating chips and chicken nuggets. I mean, nothing else for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks. Do you know what? But just make up the gap, fill the gap somewhere else with your you know, your supplements or your powders or something else, because it's all short term.
Of course. Yeah. And I suppose what small changes could have the biggest impact? I know you mentioned quite a few there, but what would be the best to conserve energy and restore it? And I suppose get your sleep patterns back, even though the time may be limited. Mm-hmm. What would be the best approach? Or I suppose the top three tips you would have for students in this time?
Like the first one, without a shadow of a doubt, of sleep. You're going nowhere. And we know this in life, you know, even without doing exams. We know if you don't have sleep, everything suffers.
Yeah.
Your energy, your immune system, your digestion, your brain power, everything suffers. So the first thing is sleep. So look at, as I said, the magnesium biglycinate, put them on that for a little while, you know, an hour before bed, just get the sleep right. Look at the hydration is hugely important. And I'm not talking about the caffeine drinks, because a lot of them will, mm-hmm. you know, switch to the Zest, to the Revive Active, to the Life drink. And as I said, they'll sustain them for much longer, you know. So it's about, I suppose, it's like life in general. If the basics are right, everything else will build on that. So get the nutrition as right as you can. If you can't, then supplement it. The sleep, without a shadow of a doubt, and the hydration. And just get them into the routine of taking a break, you know, and not taking a break and going on the phone. Taking a break and sitting down and having a chat for 5 minutes, or going out the back with the dog and having, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
whatever it is.
Small,
you know,
simple, yeah.
Small
yeah.
walk around the block, walk out to the gate, whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know, because it's all about, as I said, the goal here is calming the nerve. That's all we're trying to do. And that's all you have to do. Everything else falls into place then.
Exactly. And I suppose it's important to remember it's not the be all and end all as well. There's so much more.
And it's not, David, but you know, like if you're doing the leave insert, or you're doing college exams and someone tells you that, you ain't listening to that.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You're thinking, but it is the be all and end all, you know. And as I say, it's good to know, like, that some students will be absolutely fine. You know, they may have a high tolerance to stress, so they'll think, do you know what? Yeah, I'm stressed and I'm a bit nervous and I'm a bit, but it's grand, I've got this. And that's great. Mm-hmm. But for the ones that aren't, and it's okay to not say, I've got this, you know, there are these little things that you can take, the little things that you can do, and they make such a difference. It doesn't have to be complicated. You know, it's just, you know, if you are feeling that way, don't be trying to hide it and pretend I'm grand.
Yeah.
You know, and then the night before you have a major meltdown.
Of course. Yeah.
But if you have that, it's fine as well. But I would say, you know, for parents, have the L-theanine handy, have the Passiflora handy, just in case. Mm-hmm. If they're telling you, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping fine, and they may be. Maybe absolutely fine, but have this, no harm, just to have something just in case. And sometimes there's a comfort for the student knowing that as well. If you do get nervous coming up to the exam on Tuesday or whatever, that's fine.
Yeah.
We have this here, you know?
Yeah, of course.
It's just another support, I suppose.
It's important to know. I suppose, finally, if parents want to contact you, where would be the best place to find you?
So I'm based in Manor West, Horns Health Stores in Manor West. And again, we have stores everywhere. But I'm in the Manor West store. So absolutely. And again, I would say, David, like before anybody puts their hand in their pocket, and I'd always say this, get advice. That's mm-hmm. what we're there for. We've been dealing with this for years and years. We know, you know, and we'll target what, if anything, the student needs. There's no point us giving something that isn't going to work. That's not good for anyone. So just come in, chat to us, pick up the phone, ring, and we'll talk you through it.
That's great advice. Unfortunately, we're all out of time for today.